Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wrestle Kingdom takes shape with two huge title matches. Plus, Paige confronts a stalker at her home and a SmackDown star wants a match against a new AEW signing. For Monday, November the 9th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Oh, hell no. They put shit in the office.
As the smell of manure finally dissipates from the Cultaholic office, you can get your hands on a piece of history. Not the manure, don't worry. Order your limited edition Hell in a Smell t-shirt commemorating Adam Pacitti's 24-hour descent into nasal passage nightmare. Ooh! Order yours now, plus brand new Cultaholic t-shirts, pins and face masks at cultaholicshop.com.
Night one, January 4th, I am going to do nothing. January 5th, I am challenging you because I have this briefcase now. I, on January 5th, am going to take those from you. January 5th, Wrestle Kingdom, night two and night two only. January 5th, I'm going to be the next IWGP Heavyweight and Intercontinental Champion because, my dog, yeah, it's my destino.
Big changes to the landscape of New Japan Pro Wrestling this weekend. That was Switchblade Jay White throwing down the challenge to Naito after White had won the contract briefcase from Ibushi. It's part of Power Struggle. So White saying, as you heard there, he's going to be facing Naito for both championships on night two, the 5th of January. And Naito made some decisions of his own during a Wrestle Kingdom 15 press conference on Sunday morning. Naito said that he will wrestle Jay White on January the 5th, as agreed. However, he will also be in action on January the 4th. He says that Kota Ibushi has won the G1 Climax tournament and he deserved a championship opportunity. So therefore, Naito has said that on January the 4th, night one of Wrestle Kingdom, he will defend the IWGP Heavyweight and Intercontinental Championships against Kota Ibushi. And then on night two, providing he gets past Ibushi, then he will face Switchblade Jay White. He has told New Japan Pro Wrestling to consider the idea, but has said that if he doesn't get what he wants, he may boycott both nights of Wrestle Kingdom. This throws up some really interesting opportunities for how Wrestle Kingdom shapes and how New Japan shapes up going forward. I mean, you look at the different outcomes. Should this be where we go? We have Naito Ibushi on night one. We could see Naito retain against Ibushi, then retain against Jay White. Pretty unprecedented in Wrestle Kingdom history. You could then see maybe, I don't know, Ibushi beating Naito and then White beating Ibushi, making Ibushi the shortest reigning Intercontinental and IWGP Heavyweight Champion of all time. The possibilities are really intriguing going into this one. We'll have more details from that press conference at cultaholic.com today. Staying with New Japan, talk of a special new relationship with a company based in America. So for the first time ever, we're talking about New Japan making friends with an American promotion, and that promotion not being AEW. This comes from Fightful Select, who say, quote, Rocky Romero and Carl Anderson seem to think the bridge between Impact Wrestling and New Japan will be gapped soon. Anderson told us at Fightful that personally, he thinks by summer of next year, some big things will have happened then. Anderson says he and Gallows are still very close to New Japan Pro Wrestling higher-ups. They've also been told to stop swearing on TV. That's important to note. Romero says that Impact and New Japan are friendlier than they've been in a long time and believes there is a huge respect there, with Romero saying that Chris Bay being involved in the Super J Cup is important in rebuilding the relationship between New Japan Pro Wrestling and Impact. They are happy everyone is taking some small steps there. It was earlier on in the week, of course, it was announced that Chris Bay, former X Division champion, Impact Wrestling star, is going to be part of the Super J Cup that New Japan is putting on next month, as well as some strong former WWE performers as well. Following AEW Full Gear and an appearance by Impact EVP Don Callis, there's also discussions of a working relationship between Impact and AEW as well. So Impact Wrestling making some really strong inroads into other companies. And it's also really exciting to see talk of Impact, AEW, and then on the round the sides of that, the NWA and New Japan all working together. Maybe Super Clash 2021 is a thing, but maybe this time, how about we don't all fall out over who wins what? It's just a thought.
Oh, I know. Hail, mighty Caesar. I'm not here to praise you. I'm here to slay you. The only reason I'm here is I have a client. The dark side will be coming to AEW. And once our roots have taken hold, it'll be like this. Like a phoenix rising from the ashes. Soaring to the sun. It's been 20 years for me, Cody. 20 years to get clean, to get right. And by God, I earned it.
A memorable promo from Jake the Snake Roberts. That was the night that he debuted in AEW and put everyone on notice with his promo skills. The man is just a master on the microphone. We saw him appear very briefly at AEW Full Gear in that promo that he and Lance Archer did, looking for new challenges for Lance Archer. Jake the Snake Roberts also spoke on the Nothing Beats Experience podcast recently and was talking about some major health issues that he was currently fighting. He says he's suffering with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, as you'll see it written elsewhere. This comes after recently having coughing fits, struggling to breathe backstage. I think a lot of people have noted that he is very breathy when he talks, and a lot of us just went, oh, well, he smoked a lot and he took a lot of substances, and that's obviously affected his vocal cords, but there seems to be a bigger issue here. Roberts revealed recently that he had a stay in the hospital for a couple of days, and he says he wishes he could say that he was battling COVID-19. He says on the podcast, quote, what I've got is worse than COVID. It's something that was passed down to me through the bloodlines, hereditary. It's issues with COPD. Of course, me being ignorant, I smoke cigarettes. Guys, if you don't ever do anything in life, just don't smoke and you'll live much happier, he says. I don't get the right amount of oxygen into my blood and that's not good. I don't know how much it's going to limit me and my future. We're testing it today for the first time to try and do something. I know that without oxygen, if I'm talking for about 20 seconds, I'm done. I can't go anywhere. It just is not there. So this is going to be something I'm going to have to work with. Jake said that he's happy with the current situation in AEW and also really happy with the way in which they are looking after him. He says, the thing is that I'm happiest about is that in AEW, they actually give a damn. It's really wild. They actually care about the athletes. They actually get us the help that we need. They actually set up protocols so us wrestlers don't say, hey, I'm okay, I can get in there, and have one arm missing. Wrestlers just don't quit. We don't quit. That's what losers do. But these guys are smart enough to protect us from ourselves. We here, obviously, at Cultaholic, we send all the love in the world to Jake the Snake Roberts, a master on the microphone, and we hope that battling this disease isn't going to take those incredible promos away from us anytime soon. Story came down yesterday via Paige's Twitter. She says her and her boyfriend, Ronnie Radke, had an experience with a stalker at their home. Paige says, scariest thing ever. He told us symbols led him to us, but Ronnie got him in a hold until the police got here. WTF is wrong with people? Thank God Ronnie is around to protect our house. Ronnie also shared pictures on his social media of the police arriving to take this stalker away. This comes just a few months after a male was arrested at the home of Sonya Deville, and a court case with a stalking allegation is still ongoing there. Former partner of Paige, Alberto El Patron, is threatening legal action against Paige today as well. He told TMZ that he is considering a lawsuit after Paige accused Patron of being physically abusive. In an interview on the Grown Ass Women podcast, Paige was talking about the cycle of abuse that she had while she was with Patron, describing it as consistent and calculated. Patron has responded, telling TMZ, it was the other way around. I have the evidence, not just words. I would say, Rhea, why? Why are you doing this? He then told TMZ that he is indeed considering legal action for defamation of character. When we know more about this story, we'll let you know more at cultaholic.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
A WWE star was backstage at AEW Full Gear on the weekend. Don't get excited about this. There isn't any major jumps happening soon. It's Cedric Alexander. He turned up on Big Swole's Instagram video. Obviously, Alexander and Swole are married, so he was back there supporting his wife, essentially. It was just very strange to see him popping up on the Instagram story chatting to Will Hobbs casually in the AEW backstage area. It's unrelated to anything else going on with him. I thought I wouldn't put that in there because I know there'll be people today saying, oh, Cedric's going to AEW. He's not. He was supporting his wife. WWE are filing for more trademarks to keep certain old school terminology and show names away from other promotions' grasp. So Heel by Nature have reported that Slamboree, The Match Beyond, Bunkhouse Stampede, Battle Bowl, Super Brawl, and Bash at the Beach are all being trademarked by WWE. A few things in there that scream, we're just doing this to be pithy with AEW. Bunkhouse Stampede in there. Because, I mean, I think it's coincidence because these are filed on November the 2nd, but Dustin and QT Marshall are having themselves a Bunkhouse Stampede tag match against The Butcher and The Blade on Wednesday, and they've advertised it as such. And of course, the match beyond was a phrase that they were throwing around in AEW when we were building to a War Games-esque competition between the Elite and the Inner Circle. Now, because of COVID, that match ended up not happening, but WWE want to take ownership of that particular phrase before anybody else uses it. And Bash at the Beach, well, we know that AEW has run Bash at the Beach shows, and if WWE manages to claim the copyright, they won't be running them anymore. During a recent interview with Talkin' Sass on VOC Nation, Ricardo Rodriguez was being very open about his release from WWE. He was offered a chance out of his contract in July of 2014, something that he very much wanted to do. He says, quote, "I didn't leave on good terms because I was very angry and bitter when I went and I asked for my release. I wasn't happy being there, and I know I said a lot of things I shouldn't have. I don't necessarily take back much of what I said because a lot of people that left after I did said a lot of the same things. I should have taken a different approach. I was angry, I was upset, I had a substance abuse problem, and there's a whole lot of things that went into it. If the opportunity presents itself to work behind the scenes, I would jump on it immediately." WWE has paid tribute to the passing of the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek. They said at WWE.com, "WWE is saddened to learn that Alex Trebek has passed away at the age of 80. The game show legend became an icon as he hosted Jeopardy for 36 years, as he traversed the WWE universe in the process, playing a prominent role at WrestleMania 7. Trebek served as a backstage interviewer and was the guest ring announcer for the WWE Championship clash between Hulk Hogan and Sergeant Slaughter. A 7-time Emmy winner for Outstanding Game Show Host, Trebek hosted several other shows, including The Wizard of Oz, Double Dare, and more. WWE extends its condolences to Trebek's family, friends, and fans." Lio Rush was on Wrestling Inc. He's going to be in a Power Rangers movie. He said, quote, "Be on the lookout for big projects to come in the future, as well as the new upcoming film I'm going to be a part of, Legend of the White Dragon. It's actually a Power Rangers movie. It's Kung Fu times 100. They're still casting. I'm just part of the cast. We haven't gotten to who's going to be who yet, but I will be in the movie. There's even a chance that I could be a Power Ranger." Paul Heyman revealed during this week's episode of Talking Smack that he is going to be the new co-host of the show. You may remember this was set to be Xavier Woods and Caleb Braxton. However, they announced Xavier Woods before asking Xavier Woods. He's now since returned to in-ring action, so that is not the case. So Paul Heyman is stepping into that role going forward, and I feel like this is a great opportunity for Paul Heyman and Caleb Braxton to do some storytelling on Talking Smack. IC champion Sami Zayn was also the co-host for a few weeks on Talking Smack. He was very good, but I am excited for what Paul Heyman will do. And ending on SmackDown, Bayley has thrown down quite the challenge to an AEW star. So this started off with Shazza McKenzie, previous guest on Cultaholic Desert Island Graps, talking about her dream matches. And one of the matches she mentioned was Serena Deeb, the reigning NWA Women's World Champion. She said, quote, "Serena Deeb is my top dream list match right now. When the world opens, I'm going to make it happen." To which Bayley responded to the tweet saying, "I'm first." So Bayley wants a piece of Serena Deeb. Serena Deeb used to work for WWE. You could have had that match at any point. But no, it's funny how Serena Deeb has hit the ground running following on from her departure from WWE, made such headway, and is really continuing to put the NWA Women's World Championship on the map. Big part of AEW's future going forward, I reckon. And who knows? Maybe a return to WWE to have this match with Bayley. You never say never, do you? All the details we have of the AEW video game ahead of the announcement tomorrow can be found at cultaholic.com right now. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel, you can watch What Happened At, Graded, and the WTF moments from AEW Full Gear. And on the Twitch stream today, it's Midday Movie Monday with me at 12. We're going to watch a rubbish film together in a couple of hours' time. And editor Andrew is on from 6 o'clock, moisturizing his head and playing some classic PlayStation games. Make sure you're with Andrew. If you've not discovered the joy that is Andrew, our editor yet, he's on at 6 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time today. You're going to have a lovely time with him, I promise. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.